And it, you know, William Pierce said in the 90s that, you know, New York was a shithole and it should just be nuked from space. I mean, what is it today? It's like 10 million times worse than it was in the 90s. So,
oh, why bother? Everyone hates each other there. Why would you want to live there? Poor Georgios. I don't know if he's still there, but, you know.
Nah, he escaped. Ah. He is,
yeah, it's awful.
Yes, the great escape. Escape from New York is pretty epic. But, yeah, because I think about that. And there was this show called How I Met Your Mother. Did you watch that show?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's a shit show. But this guy, the main character, Ted, he's got this line where he says that New York is the greatest city in the world. And, you know, during the show, he says that like 10, 15 times. It's like a tagline for the show. New York is the greatest city in the world. Why? Why? Because you can, you know, go out and it's so exciting. You can get stabbed. You can get robbed. You can get raped. You can have people, I don't know, be crazy. You can go on the subway and, you know, meet some exciting figures.
It's absolutely oppressive. I've never felt so unsafe in my life. I've been there once for work. Many, many years ago, and I hated it.
Yeah.
Trying to have a cigarette on the street, and then some homeless guy just walks up to us and tries to pick a fight with us. We're just minding our own business. And then I try to get a coffee in somewhere, and there's like a bunch of bums living like in the sort of, I don't know what you call it, like the entrance before the entrance, you know, that has a little glass box in it. And you get like people like grabbing at your legs. And then you can try to take a cab ride, and they're hassling you for tips. Like, what? Tips? What are you talking about? Everyone wants tips for everything. Go to the hotel. Guy wants tips for opening the door. Guy wants tips for showing you where your room is. Like, what is going on in the city?
Yeah.
It's a madhouse. No.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Now, and you know, I used to think that it was cool because that's what the Hollywood movies, they show, you know, New York is the coolest place in the world. I don't know what really was cool. Was it all the action movies? Like you go there and it's like an action movie? Or is it the rugged individual that goes and makes something out of himself in the big city? You know, he makes it. He goes up on stage and he becomes famous. You know, everything's just amazing.
I think it was just this place, at least how it was in the psychology of when I was growing up, is that, you know, we're all in these small town suburbs and, you know, New York's just exciting and everything here in this town is just boring, right? Yeah. So don't you want life to be like that? Don't you want to leave your nice small town or your small city or your state that isn't New York and go to where all the action and the color and all the culture is, all this kind of stuff? And I don't know. It was just like selling a dream. It's like how they sold California. Everyone wanted to go to those two coasts and they just sold this toxic dream to everyone, and they kind of tried to make you feel like shit if you were stuck in the middle, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're in Idaho. Idaho's crap, right? Like, you got to go to Cali.
Backwater town.
Like, yeah. Come on. And now, but now fucking where does everyone want to go? Everyone wants to go to Idaho now, greater Idaho, and all that. Now everyone wants to escape those shitholes that they created.